If you're ready to have your mind blown, follow me down this rabbit hole.
These two are identical twins, genetically identical. Yet one of them is obese and one of them is at a healthy weight. These mice are also twins, genetically identical, and have the same problem as these twins. Both of these mice actually used to look like this until they took the gut bacteria from this twin and put it into this mouse. The diets did not change. They ate the same number of calories, the exact same diets, yet one of them maintained a healthy weight and the other one became obese.
Here's something that's even more curious. A woman suffering from C. diff underwent an FMT. This is where they take stool from one person's colon and put it into another. Yeah, it's a poop transplant. But this time something went wrong. The donor was obese, whereas the recipient had always maintained a healthy weight and a healthy lifestyle. After getting the transplant, she rapidly gained weight. She didn't change her diet, she didn't change anything, but over the next 12 months, she could not keep the weight off, until eventually she became obese as well.
Through these studies, scientists found anti-fat bacteria. If you have an overgrowth, it can be very, very hard to gain weight. And if you lack this bacteria, it is much, much easier to gain weight.
Right now inside of us, there are roughly 39 trillion bacteria with thousands of different species. These bacteria may not just be influencing, but controlling our metabolic health, mental health, our immune health, our overall health.
We have to think of our bacteria like a diverse ecosystem where everything works together to survive in harmony, or else the entire ecosystem falls apart.
You may be thinking, eat healthy, exercise. Easier said than done, right? Well, these microbes in our gut often control our cravings and our mood. This can actually be great news for people who are struggling with these and other conditions. To create a healthy environment, we need to feed it the proper nutrition.
And what do they eat? They eat fiber.
Getting a variety of 30 plus different plants each week gives them maximum diversity. I share more about gut health, mental health, and insulin resistance on my page.